Blog Talk Radio.
Basement. This song right here is to all of you who've been down and out, who people said that you couldn't dream of again. They trampled on you, but dust your. This song right here is to all of you who've been down and out, who people said that you couldn't dream of again. They trampled on you. Dust your shoulders off, cause we moving forward. Let's go.
Dust your shoulders off. People thought your life was over. They waited for you to sink instead of swimming. Keep on waiting, it's just the beginning. I hope you didn't lose no sleep while plotting to get at me. God has me covered. I slept all in peace.
I'm moving forward, forward, forward.
I'm moving
forward, forward, forward. I'm moving forward, forward, forward. I'm moving forward. I can't stop now. Moving forward, forward, forward.
We moving
forward, forward, forward.
You're moving
forward, forward, forward. I'm moving.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Reed, pastor of Empowered Worship Center and also host of Empowered to Win. I want to welcome you to Empowered to Win Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me this Monday morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in. And thank you also for logging in. Listen, I'm still excited, like always, about what God's doing in our everyday life and what he's doing in this season. I want to thank everyone for just calling in and just listening. Listen, we just are grateful for you just taking that time out of your busy schedule to just join in and tune in and just listen to what God has just placed in us. So you can give yourself a hand clap for that. Listen, we got a great show today. We're going to be dealing with the topic today of Lord, help me to deal with me. And so before we even get into the topic, we're going to open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we just thank you for the opportunity that you have given us during this time, God, to come and to empower your people through your word, to uplift them, to encourage them, to let them know, Lord, that you have a word for their life. We thank you for just waking us up this morning. We ask, God, that you just guide us, Lord, on the show this morning. Lord, let it edify you, God. Let it be a blessing to some, God, that are listening, that are going through, that need to hear a word from you this morning. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just being just gracious to us. We just thank you for your many blessings. In your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We do say amen. Okay, we're going to start off today with our empowered note. And our empowered note says this: sometimes God makes his people's troubles contribute to the increase of their greatness, and their sunshine the brighter for having been under a cloud. So I'm going to read that again. The empowered note. Sometimes, and you got to catch this, sometimes God makes his people troubles contribute to the increase of their greatness and their sunshine the brighter for having been under a cloud. You need to know that God will take all your troubles and use it as an attribute or a contribute to you to add greatness to you. And just know that he's going to allow you to shine. He's going to allow you to be blessed even greater for having going through what you're going through. And so this morning, I don't know what you may be going through, but I believe that if you tuned in, that you're looking for a word from the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and move forward toward that word of the Lord. Our subject for the show this Monday morning, and we are broadcasting live from the great city of Dothan, Alabama. And so we represent Dothan, Alabama this morning. But we are hitting on the topic this morning of Lord, help me to deal with me. Lord, help me to deal with me. And so before I even get into the word, I'd like to go ahead and give a definition of what help is. Some people know what HEP is, but I go in and I hear a lot of different definitions to just to brighten up, you know, how we look at the meanings of a lot of the words that I present on the show. And so this meaning that I got for HEP this morning is a Greek meaning. It's a Greek meaning for HEP, and it means assist jointly. Catch that this morning. Assist jointly. It doesn't mean that you just, when you are looking for HEP, that you just sit and you just don't do nothing. But here in the Greek meaning, HEP means assist jointly to perform some task, or it means to cooperate with, or to take in a share, or to help or to aid. And so as we get into the subject of Lord, help me to deal with me, I just want you to get a hold of this Greek meaning this morning. Help means assist jointly. I don't know what you may be going through, but you have a part to play in the Lord helping you. Now, you may not can do everything yourself, but it's something that the Lord is requiring of you to help yourself as you call on help for him. And notice the meaning says assist jointly, meaning that we all have a part to play in turning things around in our life. We just can't solely just say, well, Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to wait on you just to turn things around while, you know, you sit and you angry, you mad, you frustrated. No, it's something that you got to do. You just can't see it, but you got to wait patiently on the Lord, and you got to start praying and seeking him. And while you're waiting on him doesn't mean you just sit back and you just chill out, you know, but it simply means, Lord, while I'm waiting on you, Lord, I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be preparing. I'm going to be waking up in the morning, declaring my great day before it ever gets started. It's just things that God requires of you to do. And so we got some scriptures here that we're going to bless you with this morning. I pray that it be a blessing to you where you can be able to hear what the Lord could be saying to you through this word from the Empowered to Win Blog Talk Radio show this morning. So the first scripture I want to hit on this morning is Psalms 138:7. Psalms 138:7. And it reads, and it says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hands against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Now, let's go back to the beginning of this verse. Remember what I said, that Greek word of help means assist jointly, or to perform some task, or to cooperate with, or to participate in a share of you getting the help that you need. First of all, when we're talking about, Lord, help me to deal with me, that is some self-issues that we deal with that we hadn't confronted, that we need the Lord help with. But in order for the Lord to help us, we first got to do our part. We have to admit that there is a problem. We have to admit that there are issues. And then we have to admit, Lord, I need your help in helping me to deal with some self-issues or some self-conflicts that I have within myself. And so here it is. Psalms 138:7 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble. Now, your part is walking. Simply in this verse, it's saying, though I walk in the midst of trouble, Lord, you will revive me. Here it is. The Lord needs you to do something before he can revive you, or before he can show up and bless your life. What is it that the Lord has been asking you to do so he can show up? Because, listen, a fire department or a fire truck doesn't show up at your house just to show up if there is no fire. In other words, what I'm saying is you don't show up at the gas station to get gas if you don't need no gas. And so what I'm saying is that the Lord shows up where there is a need. And if you're not presenting that need within yourself, or within your self issues or the conflicts that you have within your heart, then there is not an invitation for the Lord to show up and help you. And so you have a part, and I'm going to stay on that this morning. You have a part to play in the Lord helping you. What is that part? You got to submit your will, submit your ways unto him, so there can be an invitation for him to show up. He can't show up in places where you have not invited him. Now, I don't know about you guys, but having people to show up unexpectedly, a lot of times people don't take that well. And for me, I'm comfortable knowing that I have someone that's coming over so I can prepare, you know, for their arrival. And here it is. You have to prepare for the Lord's arrival. You just can't say, well, Lord, I want you to help me, but you ain't doing no kind of inviting. What do I mean by we're not doing no kind of inviting? You're not positioning yourself to be ready to receive from the Lord. You can't say, Lord, I want you to help me, but here it is. You're not doing nothing to get the help. You're not submitting yourself in prayer. Or naturally, when you need help, you pick up the telephone, you call somebody, you reach out through, you may text through the phone, or, you know, you may go to someone's house. Listen, there is something you have to do when you are in trouble and you need help. And today, spiritually, how many of us need help with ourselves? It is so easy to blame other people for our unhappiness, but I would like to ask you this morning, what part do you play? Because if you need help jointly and you need someone to help pull you out of something, somewhere down the line, you got into some stuff and you was led by the wrong decision, by the wrong person, or you was led by the wrong spirit. You was led, or you just made up in your mind, well, I'm just going to handle this myself, and you got into some trouble. Well, I want to let you know today that the Lord requires something from you prior to you asking for help. And here it is, Psalms 138 just simply says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you got to walk. They got a saying that's out, walk it out. You got to walk it out. Even though you see trouble, you don't want to go face trouble. Listen, I want to tell you, what you do not confront, you cannot conquer. What you do not stand and face the issues that's within yourself, you know, you can't conquer. And so a lot of people waste years. A lot of people waste years with unresolved self issues. And here it is, as you are living, You are connecting to other people, places, or things, and now it's taking your attention off of yourself. So now your self issues, you know, you have blocked out. And so whenever you're unhappy, whenever you're sad, whenever you're mad, it's easy for you to point the finger at other people or other things that happen in your life instead of going back to the root of the issue. And I want to ask you, what is the root to your issues? You got to understand that the Lord requires for us to do a self-examination of our hearts. And I want to ask you this morning, what is it within your heart that you have not invited the Lord in? What issues, what problems? A lot of us deal with unforgiveness. And so this is why I wanted to give you this scripture, Psalms 138:7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, listen, you're going to have to walk into some troubles. In order to sometimes get through or to get a breakthrough or to get to the other side of the promises that God may have for you, and when I say the other side of the promises, I'm thinking about the children of Israel. You know how they had to come out of Egypt and how they, in order to get to the promised land, they had to cross over through the Red Sea. They had to go through some valleys. They had to go through some dry places, some hot places, but the Lord was still there protecting them, you know, and being a fire by night and a cloud by day. But you, in order for you to get to that promise of God, you got to first walk through some trouble. And you may say, wait a minute, Pastor Reba, what trouble are you talking about? The stuff that you don't want to confront, the people you don't want to confront, the issues in your past that's so hurtful that for you to think about, it just caused you to go into a rage or caused you to go into to be angry, and it caused you to close yourself up and not answer a telephone because you start thinking about all the stuff that you've been carrying that you need the Lord to help you with. And so here it is. Here's the promise of the Lord. If you begin to walk. Now he never said that when you walk, you weren't going to face or find trouble. Trouble will find you. You ain't got to be looking for trouble. He never said that. But he did promise you in Psalms 138:7 that if you walk in the midst of trouble, he will revive you. And so listen, in order to be revived, that means you're going to take upon some stuff upon you that is bigger than you. Now, I'm going to let you know. If the Lord says he's going to, if the word says that he's going to revive you, then that means while you're walking through some stuff, you're going to get burdened down. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get broken. You're going to get talked about. You're going to get lied on. You're going to get mistreated. You're going to get misused. But here is the promise. The Lord is letting us know. But if you walk through the trouble, when you do find it hard, and when you do find the trouble that's causing you to about to faint or wanting to give up or break down, the Lord is letting you know that he will revive you. How would he revive you? He says, thou wilt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies. Guess what? It's so easy to point fingers at other people that's your enemy. But how about the finger that you're pointing at other people, turning it around and pointing at yourself? Because guess what? You can be your own worst critic. You can be your own worst enemy. You can sabotage yourself. You can do more damage to yourself than other people. Why and how? Let me tell you how. Because it's not what people say to you that damage you. It's how you perceive it and receive it. I'm going to say it again. It's how you perceive it and how you receive it. You can only give power to those that says negative things to you to where it comes back and it hurts you. But you got to know that, listen, that the Lord promises that he'll revive me. People hurt me. People talked about me. And it caused you to have conflict with yourself because you felt like, listen, I wasn't good enough. Who am I talking to this morning that has the issue of not feeling good enough? Or you may have low self-esteem. Or you may have body image problem. You know, or you may feel, you know, like, listen, I don't look like him. I don't look like her. And here it is. You begin to start being your worst critic because now you're looking at other people and now your focus is not on you. But can I tell you, when you start focusing on other people, you lack on yourself. And then you start having more issues. Because here it is. While you focus on how she look or how he looks, you're neglecting yourself. While you focus on how somebody else is loving and who they loving, you're neglecting loving yourself. Now, here it is. The conflict is this. When we say, Lord, help me to deal with me, we're not talking about him, her, they, we. We're talking about me. We're talking about the singular, I, me, you. We're talking about those. We're talking about yourself this morning. And you got to begin to examine yourself about the issues that you have. And we got to stop taking the blame off of other people. Okay, but the Lord letting us know that he will stretch his hands against the wrath of your enemies. Sometimes, like I said, the Lord's hand needs to come against us, ourselves. He needs to come against us. Because a lot of times we are our worst enemy. We are our worst enemy. Here it is. I want to give you another scripture. Psalms 118 and 5. Now, the subject today is, Lord, help me to deal with me. Psalms 118 and 5, and it says, I called upon the Lord in distress. In what? In distress. The Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. I need to tell you, it's time for you to call on the Lord. And some say, well, I've been calling on the Lord. You ain't been calling loud enough, or you ain't been calling long enough for him to move for you. But it says, I called upon the Lord in distress. Distress in my in the situations that have shown up to be so overwhelming that I am depressed. I am aggravated. I don't see no value in myself. Whatever people say about me, I receive it. However, I don't feel like I deserve to be loved. I don't feel like I deserve to be happy. I don't feel like nothing is working out. Anything negative that comes to your mind about yourself, you need the Lord to help you with. Because, listen, the Lord thinks great about you. The Lord, he made you fearfully and wonderfully made. Your beauty comes from the ashes, according to what the Bible says. You got to know what the Lord thinks about you. You need to go back and read Jeremiah 29:11, what the Lord thinks about you, how he wants to prosper you and give you a great expected end, how he thinks good about you and not evil. You got to know how to take on the mind of Christ about how you look at yourself. Okay, so distress. I call upon the Lord in my distress. Let me ask you this morning, what has been stressing you out? What has been causing your distress? Who have you been allowing to cause your distress? What have you been allowing? How have you been seeing yourself in your situation? All right? And so I called upon the Lord in distress. That's a help signal. You know, if you watch the old movies, back in the day, if you watch the old Batman movies, whenever there was a distress, somebody was needing help, they put out a bright light in the sky and they had a Batman signal. And it was simply a help call that when Batman seen it, I'm in the natural for a minute. When Batman seen it, he knew that was a sign that someone was in distress. Okay, your faith is your signal to God. Your faith is your signal to God, because you saying, Lord, with my faith, I'm releasing my faith signal into heaven. Lord, I'm trusting you to come through and move for me. I'm going through some stuff, Lord. That's your faith signal gets God's attention. I'm going to say it again. Your faith signal. Okay, how? Some people may say, well, what do you mean a faith signal? Your faith signal is saying that, you know what, regardless of what things look like, Lord, you're going to work it out. You're releasing your faith signal. Lord, they're talking about me, but Lord, I'm going to cast my cares upon you. You're releasing your faith signal. You got to know, just like Job said, Lord, Lord, you slay me, I'm going to trust you, you're releasing. Lord, if I'm going through these trials for you, Lord, I'm going to keep releasing my faith, because I know after a while you're going to come through, your word is going to come bless my life. Okay, let me give you another one. Psalms 118:6, and it reads, and it says, the Lord is on my side. You got to know that the Lord is on your side when you commit to him, commit to his ways. What do I mean commit to him? When you totally surrender, when you in help, you are at the aid of someone else that is greater than you, that can help pull you out of something that you can't pull yourself out of. So you are at the mercy of someone else. I need to say that again. You're at the mercy of someone else that is greater and stronger than you to help pull you out of something that you cannot pull yourself out of. And you need to say, you need to let the Lord know, Lord, I submit myself to you. I submit everything to you, every issue of my heart, every issue, Lord, that I've been holding for the last 5 and 10 years and 15 years, God, every pain, every heartache, every brokenness, I'm submitting that self to you. Lord, I want you to come and be my Savior, be my Lord. Help me. Get to the point of helping me, and the Lord will allow certain situations to come into your life for you to call on him. Have you ever noticed a lot of times we don't call on Jesus? A lot of times people don't call on him until they are what? In trouble. Now, you need to also have time set aside to where you call on him when you're not even in need or not even in trouble, but you just want to say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I appreciate you. I thank you for being a strong tower. I thank you for blessing me. I thank you, God, for just keeping my family. It shouldn't be every time you talk to the Lord, Lord, I need this. No, sometimes you just need to talk to him. Say, Lord, I thank you for just keeping my mind, because, Lord, I know where you have brought me from. Okay, and so that's Psalms 118:5. It says, call upon the Lord in distress. And listen, here is the promise of the Lord. And the Lord answered me, and he set me in large places. I need to declare and prophesy to someone. I don't know what small places or what small things that you've been dealing with, but the Lord is about to increase you. He's about to elevate you, and he's going to move you from small things to big things. But it's a process. Because the reason why I say it's a process, the Lord is not going to move you from small things to great things, and you haven't been through the process, so you get to the great things you know how to appreciate. And that's what a lot of people have issue and a problem with. You want the Lord to move you from little to big, or from great to greater, from one level to a higher, new level. But if you don't go through the process, or you mess up your process, or you cause a setback in your process, and then here it is. You will not appreciate when the Lord gives you, or when the Lord elevates you, or he moves you from small to big, and you will not appreciate, and you won't lie. And then by you not appreciating, you won't teach nobody else how to appreciate the blessings that God has given you. And so the Lord, a lot of times, will, for a season, want to make sure, listen, I need to know you process. Processing you for this first year, second year, third year, for you to connect back to something to go backwards, then here it is. Then you got to start all over. Be like the children of Israel. You got to start all over again. And your process could last some years. And so here it is. I need you to understand that the Lord want to bless you. He want to take you from small to big, from big to great, from great to greater. He want to cause overflow to fall in our lives. But my thing is this. What issues that you have within yourself that is keeping the Lord away from blessing you the way that he wants to? It's not that he don't want to bless you. It's not that he don't want to answer you. But you don't want to sweep around your own front door. In other words, you don't want to clean up. Listen, when you have guests coming over, you want to do what? You want to clean up the house. You want to make sure it's presentable. Here it is. You got to start letting the Lord know, Lord, I desire. And I know some people may say, well, I want to come to the Lord as I am. Well, that's fine. You do. You do need to come. Just the thing is, you're doing something and coming. But by you coming, for those that don't know, yeah, you're coming as you are for the Lord to clean you up and to mold you and to shape you. But for those who do know, you know, listen, you need to present yourself in a fashionably manner, because those that are not babes in Christ, those who have been in Christ for a while, that know him, that have a relationship with him, you want to make sure, Lord, listen, I want to invite you into this house of worship, Lord. I want you to come in. Now, when you transition from that babe in Christ to the someone who has now got a relationship with God, know God and matured in God, you don't keep that same mentality. When you first came to God, there got to be some growth. There got to be some change. There is no way you can walk with the Lord and there is no change in your life. Okay? So here it is. Let me give you Psalms 118 and 6. It says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What are you fearing today that has you needing the Lord's help? What are you fearing? Because can I tell you, some things you're fearing that you don't need the Lord's help. You have enough in you. It's like what he told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. The Lord has given us all enough grace to handle a certain things in our lives. And then from that point, what we can't handle, it is his job to step in. My thing is this. Some of us got a self issue with trying to change other people. I just hit on something. Some of us got an issue trying to change other people. Instead of working on yourself so the person that you want to change can see the change in you and they can follow and desire your change, not your process, but to see how you change. Tell me, how did you do that? Or they can be watching you and you can be leading them just by your actions. You're not even saying anything. You know, and so you leading. And so sometimes we have an issue with wanting to change everybody else or people around us, and not try to work on ourselves. So here it is, Psalms 118 and 6. The Lord is on my side. The Lord is on your side, believer or non-believer. The Lord is on your side. That's why Jesus came to die. He came to die for those who was lost to sin to be saved. And those that become saved can benefit from of the promises that he have released into us from being adopted through Christ, from being adopted by way of the cross, so we can have the benefits of that. And so he came. The Bible says he's married to the backsliders. For those that are saved, that sin, he's married to you because he wants you to come back. For those that are not saved, he died so you can be saved. And for those that who are saved and walking with Christ, he died so you can continue to walk with him until you transition from earth to heaven. That is why. And so he is on our side. Even if you have sinned, he is on your side. Even if you're backslid, he is on your side. Even if you're saved, he is on your side. So my thing is, the benefits of the Lord are so good. How can you reject him? Well, I don't see him, Pastor Reed. Oh, you see him every day. When you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, that is the Lord allowing you to open your eyes. When you go outside and you see the trees, man didn't make them trees. God created them trees. Now, man found out how to get seed to put back in the ground to grow them trees, but they didn't create it. God did. So every day you wake up in the morning, you have to just breathe. That's the Lord. We live because he lives. Okay, here it is. I'm about to get excited this morning about, Lord, help me to deal with me. Here it is. Let me give you another scripture. And by way, as I'm hitting this scripture, if any of the callers online would like to chime in and add to what I'm talking about this morning to the conversation, or if you have a question, if you call in by phone, just press 1. And your name or your number will light up in the studio, and I will buzz you in, and you'll be on the air live with me. If you have logged in by way of internet, you can chat with me, send me a message, send me an email, and I'll look into the chat, and I'll answer it, and I'll come to the air, and I will mention your name and your question, and we'll go from there. And so, listen, I just need you to understand that it's very important that okay, I'm trying to see if I'm back on. We had some technical difficulties in the studio, so I apologize for that. We had some technical difficulties. We lost connection, but we're back on the air. And so, listen, we want to continue on. Here there's Psalms 120 and 1. It says this. It says, "In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." Here it is. We're still talking about this distress call. Where you calling in into the Lord, you calling, and I'm saying calling because you're talking to him. You calling out for help. You calling out, you looking and you're desiring for him to show up and to help you while you're going through. Some of us, we're in a situation to where we're about to break down. We're about to give up. And I need you to know that the Lord is not going to leave you by yourself. He's going to comfort you. He's going to restore you. He's going to bless you. He's going to uplift you. And so I need you to understand today that you got to deal with some self issues. You got to deal with some self issues. So that way you can begin to heal whatever brokenness that's within your heart, whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing. You're going to have to trust the Lord. Here is Psalms 120 and 2 says this, "Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue." Okay, listen. Now, what are you dealing with that has your focus off of you? Is it the lying tongues? Is it the people talking? Is it issues, unforgiven issues with other people that's causing you to have these conflicts within yourself? You got to know that the Lord wants to deliver you from everything that you're going through. The Lord wants to bless you, but you got to know how to submit first yourself unto him. You got to do what? Submit yourself unto him. So he, who is he? Jesus. He can come and he can minister into your brokenness. He can minister into you. And you got to take time out for yourself. You know, you got to take time out and get away from all of the confusion, all of the arguments, all of the fighting, all of this. And you got to begin to just start seeking the Lord. And you got to stop putting so much of your time into other things and start dealing with your self issues. Some of us got childhood issues and we're grown that we have not yet dealt with. And so I need you to understand that you have to deal with yourself. You have to. Here it is. Let me give you another scripture. John 2:2, and it says, "And I said, I cry by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly," this was Jonah. I said John. This is Jonah 2:2. "Out of my belly," or out of the belly of hell, "cried I, and thou heardest my voice." Here it is. Now, this is Jonah. Jonah 2:2. He says, "I cried by reason of my affliction." Here it is. Some of us got so much pride that we won't even cry out to the Lord. We got pride issues. Pride issues. Pride when you let the devil ride. Yes, pride when you let the devil ride. And here it is. Instead of asking for help, listen, as people, a lot of times we have issues asking for help. Sometimes it's because we're prideful, and sometimes it's because we don't want other people to know we're going through and we're worried about. They're going to talk about us, or they're going to go and call and tell other people what you're going through. And I need you to know that, no, you don't go run to everybody. You need to pray, "Lord, who should I call and talk to about what I'm going through?" It need to be somebody that you trust. It need to be somebody that is a believer in Christ, because everybody, just because, you know, they have a they are good someone to talk to or get someone that can give you a word right now doesn't mean that it's spirit-led. You want to find someone that has the right spirit that can give you the right conversation and give you the right uplifting word. It don't need to be everybody just because they're a friend. Well, I'm going to talk to you because even friends will take your side, even if you're wrong. Even friends will take your side. And so I need you to understand that it's time out for being prideful. I'm going to say it again. It's time out for being prideful. You got to stop allowing pride to ride, to cause you to almost lose your life because you're worried about what how people are going to perceive you. Listen, a person that's in a building that they can't get out of, and there's fire coming close to them, they do not care who comes to save them as long as someone do what? Come to save them. You got to neglect the pride and deal with self-issues. Two things happen here. Pride shows up and fear show up. Pride show up, listen, don't tell them what's going on, they'll be your business. Fear show up because you're worried about if other people find out what you're going through or what you did, then you worried about it. But listen, this is why you got to call on the Lord. Lord, help me, show me how to deal with the issues that I'm dealing with. I need you to understand that help also means to give assistance. God wants to give you assistance today with your self-issues, with the matters and the issues of your heart. Help also means to change for the better. Now, some of us, you know, we say, Lord, we want to change, but we don't want to change for the better. You want to keep that old you. That old you that'll hurry up and hit somebody or slap somebody or fuss somebody out or do somebody wrong because they done you wrong. The Lord cannot vindicate you. The Lord cannot work in your favor. The Lord cannot move for you if you are full of mess and you are full and you got blood of unrighteousness on your hands to where you have did wrong. You can't go out and slap somebody and say, Lord, vindicate me because now they're trying to come back at me. You just sowed that seed. You know, you need to, you know, that is a consequence that you have to, you're going to have to confront and you're going to have to deal with. And so, listen, I need you to understand that it's very important that we got to start doing a self-examination and we got to start trusting God to handle everything that you're facing, that you're going through, amen? Okay, that's the sound that it's time to share the words of wisdom. Okay, here it is. It says, and this is our words of wisdom for this Monday. It says, great trials seem to be necessary, a necessary preparation for great duties. I'm going to read it again. Great trials seems to be necessary, preparation for great duties. I need to know, and I need you to know, whatever you're going through that is great in your life, that is a trial, that has you feeling defeated, that has you feel like you can't come out of what you're going through, I need you to know today that through these words of wisdom, through the word of the Lord, that great trials are necessary preparations for great duties. And I want to ask you today, what is it that the Lord is preparing for you? What is it that He's preparing for you? He's preparing great things for you. And you got to know, just because you're going through don't mean that there is not something great on the other side that's going to bless you. God wants to do great things in your life. And I need you to catch that and understand that He wants to bless you. He wants to give unto you. He wants to sow into your life. But are you willing to deal with your self-issues to receive the rewards that the Lord wants to give to you? Are you ready to deal with some of your self-issues? That would be my question. Are you ready? You have to make a decision. Do you want the Lord to help you to deal with your issues? Are you concerned about the great trials that you are in? Why are you worried about the great trials? Because don't you know that great trials is simply platform, leading, or great duty, or great duties that the Lord has planned for you. So don't neglect dealing with yourself. Don't neglect yourself. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Allow God to minister to you so you can be a better you for your family, for your kids, for your community, for your church. How many of us have neglected ourselves to tend to everybody else? That's a good question. How many? How long have you been neglecting yourself? Because I need you to know that the word of the Lord lets us know that in Psalms 138, He's willing to revive you. He wants to revive you. He wants to save you. Nahum 1:7 says this: the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. My question to you today is, do He know you? Do He know you? Because it says here in Nahum, the Lord knoweth them that trust in Him. But then if you go back to the beginning of Nahum 1:7, it says the Lord is good. No matter what you're going through, the Lord is good. Even in the midst of your brokenness, the Lord is good. Even in the midst of your hurt and pain, the Lord is good. Even in the midst of your self issues and the conflict that you have with yourself, the Lord is good. I need you to know that there is not one time that the Lord is not good. He is always good. Even in the worst of times and struggles and situations, even during the loss of a loved one, the Lord is still good. Even in the midst of hurt, the Lord is still good. I need you to know, because we hit on the meaning of help, that's within our topic, Lord, help me to deal with me. Now let me share a little insight on the deal part, deal with me. Deal means to behave in a special way. That means you're not stepping out of character while you're seeking the Lord to deal with you. I know some of us in some help situations where you can't help just to, you know, just to feel the way that you're feeling. But I need you to know that deal also means to engage. It's going to take every part of you into receiving the Lord's help. Because the Lord can send help. But if you're not engaged, if you're not willing to jointly help Him, how can He help you? It's almost like the scenario of someone who's drowning and they needed someone to save them. And here it is, a lifeguard shows up to help save your life because you can't save your own. And here it is, as soon as he or she grabs you, they tell you to calm down. I want to tell you today, calm down. God has you. And here it is, wow, the lifeguard is telling the drowning victim that was drowning to calm down. Then he tells them, he or she tells them, stop kicking. I want to tell you, stop kicking. Stop fighting. Because here it is, the lifeguard understands this, that he's going to need your cooperation in order to help him save you in this scenario. Now, other scenarios, if the person is already unconscious, everything falls on the lifeguard, and it makes it even harder. But here it is, this scenario that I'm presenting today. The person, which is ourselves, we in some storms, we in some trials, and here it is, we're kicking, we're fighting, we're going under, coming back up for breath, going under. You needing a break, you need relief, money low, bills due, Change is strange. And here it is. The lifeguard shows up and says, stop kicking. I got you. Because the lifeguard understands this, you will make it harder for me to save you. If you don't stop fighting the water, if you don't stop kicking, if you don't calm down, we can both go down. And the lifeguard's job is to save you, because you need assistance being saved. And here it is. The Lord's job is to help save, is to save us, and also to be a help to us. But how many of us have not yet calmed down? And we are kicking and we are fighting people, situations, stepping out of character, talking like we don't even have a right mind. And here it is. Once the lifeguard gets the person that was drowning to calm down, it makes his job easier getting you or getting that person back to safety. Some of us haven't made the Lord's job easy, because he's been talking to us and we haven't been answering it. He's been trying to save us and we haven't been inviting him or letting him. So today, I pray I've said something to bless your life. I pray that the word of the Lord today has opened up your eyes to let you see, Lord, help me to deal with me. I know mama might have done you wrong. Daddy might have done you wrong. Uncle and aunt, brothers, sisters may have done you wrong. Or you may say, well, my mother's no longer here. My father's no longer here. But I want to let you know the Lord is here. And he wants to meet every need and also your desires of your heart. He wants to bless and give you the desires of your heart. So today I want to invite you, if you have not invited Christ into your heart and invited Christ into your life, you want to take that time out to do so. Because Romans 9 and 10 says this. Romans 10 and 9 says this, excuse me. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt believe within thy heart that God has risen from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I'm telling you, if you have not invited the Lord into your heart, invite him into your heart. Just say, Lord, come into my heart. I confess today the Lord Jesus. I believe within my heart that God has raised him from the dead, and that he is yet alive. If you repeat those words, and go back and read Romans 10 and 9. And you can read down a little further to Romans 10 as well. Romans 10 and 10 says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. And in order to be righteous or receive righteousness, you have to believe. And so too, there could be backsliders out. Someone who just said, well, you know what, I just gave up on trying to live safe. It was just too hard. It was just too complicated. People told me what I couldn't do more than what I could do. What I want to tell you, according to Philippians 4 and 13, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can do what? All things through Christ Jesus. I want to tell you what you can do. You can live for Christ. You can enjoy the benefits of heaven. Pray for the sick. Pray for those in the hospital. Pray for those that are in the next nursing home. Go visit them. Go minister into them. Go into the streets and hedges and highways. I know that's one thing people always tell you when you get saved, what you can't do. And people say, well, you know what? It's easy being a sinner than it is being saved. Or it's too hard to live saved. Easy to sin. That's how it looks. But that's according to man. For the Bible said, who the Son has set free is free indeed. And when you live for Christ, yes, there are godly standards. But let me tell you, you can't allow other people to put their convictions on you. You have to allow the Lord to convict you in what to do and what not to do. You got to allow the Lord to govern. You can't allow man to govern. Man has failed. The only one that is perfect is the Lord Jesus. He is the only one that can guide you into all righteousness. So we pray we have said something. I pray to, if you have repeated those words, if you haven't received Christ and you did, congratulations, welcome to the family of Christ. In your area, look for a home. Look for a church home that can minister more. Let them minister more to you and let them know that you just received Christ and you're looking to fellowship more with him and get to know him in a more and personal way in a relationship. And to the backsliders that may have just said, you know, through this program, I just come back to Christ. Listen, I welcome you back home. You know, as the Father did the prodigal son, we welcome you back home. Whatever you did was then in the past. We're here to love on you. This is what the body of Christ should be doing, loving on the unsaved and loving on the saved. You know, and so it seems like we kind of have strayed from that, and it's more about condemning and casting now people instead of Jesus told his disciples, listen, I leave with you a new commandment. Love ye one another. And that's lacking in the body of Christ. We're seeing more hate, more division in togetherness and love. And where there's a divide, there, that is not of God. And so listen, if you are in the Dothan area, Dothan, Alabama, this is where we are located and where we broadcast out of. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our ministry, Empowered Worship Center, that's located in Dothan, Alabama, 642 South Alice Street, Dothan, Alabama, 36301. If you'd like to come and be a part of our services, Thursday night we have PTS, which is Perfecting the Saints, Bible study, Bible impartation is what I call it. As we're breaking down that word and we are imparting it into you to become stronger and to grow even stronger in Christ. And so that's at 6:30 p.m. Come and be a part of our Bible study. And on Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m., we have our corporate prayer. Come and be a part of that, where we come believing, praying on the behalf of Empowered Worship Center, the family there, the people there, those that need prayer, family members. There we pray and believe in God, and God is just doing great things there in the ministry. And so also Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. is our morning worship. Come and be a part of our morning worship. Come and experience the freedom of God. Some people may say, well, I may not have nothing to wear. Come wearing your jeans. Come wearing your shorts. Come wearing your tennis shoes. Just come. It's like what I said in Psalms 138 and 7. Though I walk, the Lord just wants you to walk. Just come. And some say, well, I got a lot of children. And I know a lot of times people won't come to the church because they say, well, I just don't have help. We have a children's ministry. We have a children's ministry at the church. And so that for the parents can be able to enjoy the service, enjoy the word, while the kids are being safely watched and kept and taught on their level, the things of God. And so don't let that be an excuse. Someone may say, well, I don't have a car. Don't let that be an excuse. Reach out to us. Call us, area code 334-350-2851, and we will get a ride to you to pick you up and also take you back home. If you'd like to connect with us through social media, you can reach out to us through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com, EW Center, the number one. So it'll be facebook.com, EW Center 1. And if you'd like to connect with us on Twitter, it's EWC Church. And if you'd like to connect with us through Instagram, it's Empowered to Win on Instagram. And if you would like to email me your prayer request or any questions that you may have, this is our second show. In the beginning, we had some technical difficulties, and we're working all the kinks out to give you a more perfect, a better quality show. So we do apologize for that interruption. There, but you know, we are just going forth. The devil gets upset, you know, when you start letting the people know about what God is really saying in this season. We got to deal with ourselves. And so, but if you'd like to contact me or email me, my email is DerrietReed@ymail.com. That's DerrietReed, R-E-E-D, at ymail.com. You can email me your prayer request. If you would like to contact me about speaking at your church or just coming to give an encouraging word or uplifting word, you can email me or just call the number, the 334-350-2851 call me on that number, and we will come and be a blessing and speak a word into your life. And we believe that God has called us and assigned us for this season to empower the people. So that number again is 334-350-2851, and that email is darietreed@ymail.com. connect with us through social media, connect with us, and we will definitely be looking out for other guests to bring on to the show. We're going to have some guests coming on the show. We're going to be having some different things going on because this is our circuit show. So we're just learning the format and getting everything put together. So like I said, everything could be more. We believe in doing things excellent with the excellent Christ. And so listen, we're getting ready to leave. I only have a few seconds left. So we're going to pray out. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for the opportunity that you have given us to come before your people. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word that has come forth, Lord, to help us deal with us. We bind every stronghold of the enemy, those that are called in, those that are listening by way of the internet. We pray for them, God, whatever they're going through, Lord, show them that you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we submit to you, God. You give the glory and the praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Listen, this is Pastor Reed, host of Empowered Blog Talk. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
Conqueror,
I'm more than a conqueror.
Cause Jesus
played.
No longer am I bound.
No longer.